Well, it's a wonderful Sabbath. I hope everyone is enjoying it. The news that's been going on in the last couple of weeks, it makes it a lot easier for you to come up with something to speak on. Today, I'm going to speak on sin. And the world provides me all kinds of material to work with. You know, I'm getting older, and I guess because of my age. Anyways, I'm getting older, and because of my age, and I just want everyone to know that I've been told for 12 years running now by these people from AARP that I'm old. I don't know why they have to worry about me knowing, but they've been telling me this for 12 years. But anyways, when I was younger, I used to be real trusting, and I basically went through life, and I accepted things people told me, and if they lied to me, I kind of found out later. Now that I'm getting older, I'm kind of at the point in my life where I assume they're all lying until they prove me wrong. And this is something that I want to speak about because there is no one in this room, no one on the face of this earth that is not guilty of it, and that is lying. And it's something that we don't seem to take serious enough in the world, considering what is written in scriptures about it. If you go to Proverbs 6:16, I'm going to read this. It's going to be from an easy-to-read Bible, so if it's a little different, it's because of the verse I'm using. But anyways, in Proverbs 6:16, it says, "These six Jehovah hates, yea, seven are hateful to his soul. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that plots wicked plans, feet hurrying to run to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and he who causes fighting among brothers." It's actually something serious enough to lose your crown over. Lying. And it's one of the most difficult things for us to control in our own lives. It really is. It's just too easy. And the thing is that you know, it's like when I got on and I was going to say, okay, I'm going to do a little research. Well, to start off with, I'm going to make the definition. Lie is a false statement made with deliberate intent to deceive. To deceive. An intentional untruth or a falsehood. And then I got on the Wikipedia and they had 6 pages of different kinds of lies. 6 pages of them now. We're so good at this, we've got all kinds of them. We may even have some kind of a degree in lying, I don't know, or the study of it. Anyways, they're talking about like barefaced lie, the big lie, bluffing, bull, you know what, the butler lie. This is an interesting one. It's a term coined by researchers in Cornell University's social media lab. Okay, so there's people must be studying this. That describes a small, intimate lies which are usually sent electronically and are used to terminate conversations or to save face. For example, sending a message saying, "I have to go, the waiter's here," when you're not at a restaurant, for example. Okay, so they got names for all this. The cover-up, defamation, deflecting, economical with the truth. Exaggeration, now I know that one real good. Fabrication, yeah, I'm pretty real familiar with fabrication also. Then we got the fib, that's kind of a cute name. A fib is a lie that's considered easy to forgive to the revolving around trivial matters. A child fibbing that the family dog broke the vase, when actually the child accidentally broke it. But the whole thing is, it's a lie. And the lie is something you do to deceive. They got half truth. Honest lie, that's a good one. We got an honest lie. Or confabulation can be identified by verbal statements or actions that inaccurately describe history, background, and present situations. I think they call that spin anymore, don't they? But that's one thing I did notice, that when I was looking all this up, they didn't have spin on the list of lies, but it's the same thing. You're deceiving people. You're trying to make something look different than what it actually is. Oh, they got lies of children. We're familiar with that, you know, when you're talking about Christmas and, you know, Easter bunnies and all different things. They got the lying by omission. And we hear about that in courts, people withholding evidence because they want to win. They don't care if the truth comes out. They want to win their court case. Lying in trade, memory hole, that's a good one. The noble lie, the pathological lie, polite, puffery, on down. Oh, and down at the very bottom is the white lie, which since it's white, it's not so bad. What I'm getting at, this is one of the things that's hardest, you know, Christ told us by their fruits you will know them, okay? It's harder to catch the lie, especially if you're not that familiar with who you're dealing with. So it's a harder thing to spot. But, you know, in the case of what's going on right now, we have someone wanting to become the President of the United States. And as far as I'm concerned, the majority of the people don't care about that person's character. And lying is like, we've known about this for 50 years, you know, but it doesn't seem to make any difference. And when you get into John 8:44, when Jesus was going toe-to-toe with the religious authorities, he got fed up with him and says, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own resources. He is a liar and the father of it." And in our Bible, it shows the very first lie that's recorded that he uttered in Genesis 3:4. When he told Eve, "You will surely not die." He deceived Eve. Got her to eat the fruit. Adam ate the fruit. And you know, when I was looking at this, I thought it was quite interesting, because after they'd done this, after their eyes were open, after God came back and God asked them, "Did you eat of this fruit? What did you do?" They didn't lie. They told God the truth. They told him they ate the fruit. Adam says, "I ate the fruit." There was no lie. The only lie that's in there is just the one from the serpent. That's that lie. That's that first lie that you hear about. And it was what brought us into our current state. But when you get into Revelation, this is what I'm trying to get at. We have to, because of the world we live in, we're just completely inundated with sin and acceptance of sin. I mean, they're so proud of a sin, now they have parades to show off how sinful they are, you know. But what it gets down to is, it says in Revelation 21:27, it says, "Nothing unclean will ever enter the city. No one who does shameful things or tells lies will ever enter the city. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter the city." As it goes into Revelation 22:13, he says, "I am the Omega, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Great blessings belong to those who have washed their robes. They will have the right to eat food from the tree of life." they can go through the gates of the city. And then right down there in verse 15, it says, outside the city are those who are live like dogs, those who do evil magic, those who sin sexually, those who murder, those who worship idols, and those who love to lie and pretend to be good. This is a very, very serious thing, and we have to look at it very seriously from our own standpoint. Because it's very, very, very easy to lie. And most people almost do it without even thinking. Usually, to cover up something you've already done wrong to begin with. I mean, you can tell stories and all, you know, different things, tell big fabrications and stuff like this, but it's not a really good thing. We need to be truthful with each other, with our children, with everyone. And we need to get the idea of lying whatsoever completely out of our system. It's really going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. It seems to be the easiest sin to commit of all of them seems to be the lie. You know, easier than falling off a log, I guess. And I think we've probably done it ever since we was little and we, you know, knocked over the vase or did something. And Mom comes out there and says, "Did you do that?" And you're trying to cover for yourself, and you utter a lie. You know, blame it on the dog. That's my, you know, I was always blaming it on dog. The dog did it. In my case, the dog actually did it one time, but I still got in trouble. But the whole thing is, there is no reason for a deception, period. There's no white lies. There's no anything. It's just a lie. That's just all there is to it. It's either the truth or it's a lie. When you look in the dictionary and it says the antonym, it's truth. And that's what we're supposed to be living. Truth. That's what we're supposed to be speaking. Truth. And the only thing you have in your arsenal to protect yourself is your right to remain silent if you're in trouble. But if you open your mouth, don't speak lies.